All right, so you're here. It's gonna be a quick show. It's gonna be a short show. It's gonna be a fast show. It's not gonna be funny. I'm not funny. I'm not funny anymore. I'm done with the funny games. Okay, the funny games are over. They are over. Okay, just like the O that was behind Carrie Harrison's big record. That's over. It's gone. That's gone. Yep, it's gone. It is gone with the wind. Against the wind. Oh yeah. She was rolling against the wind. She was big, she was strong, but she was still running against the wind. And she got whooped up. She got whooped and dipped and bumped up. They said, some idiot said he would have. I said, 47.7. Draw. Because I said, 10-8. Carrie Harrison won around 10-8 this week. I was the first round. It was a draw, but she got in the fight. She couldn't win that fight. That was for some. I don't know. I was just trying to find some kind of people that. Somebody to give a guy credit over here that maybe he was the only guy in America or the entire freaking gosh darn world or even definitely the only one on a podcast. Oh, yeah, who's that? Oh, yeah, his name's Bigfoot Holmes, and he does a spinning back fist. Yeah, you could just call him Nostradamus if you want, because you might as well. You may as well just call the guy Nostradamus, because he's been telling you he was a long time ago. He said he was a Nostradamus, and apparently that's what he is. Because, what'd he say? He said a bunch of stuff that was probably stupid, but if you got through all that bullshit the other day on a podcast episode, you would have heard him also say, which is me, and it was a spinning back fist, and it was Hack, and it was Bigfoot Holmes, Nostradamus, a scumbag piece of garbage. Yes, that's me. That's all the things, everything up and above. That's me, but what I do is I don't tell a lie. I tell the truth. Okay, I'll insult you if I have to, because if that's what I think you are, if I'm going to insult you, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to say that's what you are, and I'll insult you. I'm not saying anything like that, I'm saying if I don't like you personally, I don't have to know you, I just might not have to like you. So that's it, I mean, I don't like this guy anymore, I don't know him, don't know anything about him, don't know nothing about him, but this guy was on a show, that he seemed like they threw around, and he was saying 47-47, that made no sense. Yeah, they're going to have a 47-47 draw in a title fight. You do know they're fighting for $1 million here. They cannot have a draw. They have to go to sudden death. And by that time, Pacheco was just going to win that. And that was a winner. She was the winner. And she... I can't even use these words. But anyway, Pacheco, whatever. Pacheco's... This is getting really weird right now. I don't want to do anything. Thing, okay, because now some guy faking his name is Kevin Holland came out and said the same thing I said like a year ago, and it sounded kind of really insulting. It sounded like really kind of like really insulting and wrong, because what if he's wrong? What if I'm wrong? What if I was wrong? What if he was wrong? What if we're all wrong about that personal opinion on something that's just being really weird and taking advantage of extremely by most likely dirtbags. Scumbags, pieces of shit, just people that are just lazy ass sons of bitches. Did you want to get easy money somehow, some way, some way? They came up with some new genius idea, and they're just gonna just start turning up. They're gonna just start cutting. You know, hey, they're 5 or 6 foot. They never even gonna know what they were. We'll just cut them off now. They're 5 or 6, 4 or 3. I don't even know. They don't even know what they are. They don't know. They don't know what they are until they're about 40, and by then we'll probably be dead. So let's just do whatever we want to do to them. But I'll tell you what they're gonna be doing when they're like 20. 21. They might be in the NBA. Could be in the WNBA. They could be probably be in the WNBA, you know, kicking ass, taking names. We don't know. They could be doing that. Or they could be in a cage, kicking ass, taking names, knocking people's faces in, taking numbers. You know, hey, they could be doing that. You know, let's do it. Let's run this shit in. And, you know, by then, we're just rolling on in that dough. We're rolling in that dough from women's sports. I guess if women's sports are making money, I don't know. Hey, we could get some Brittany Griner. You making any money? Oh, no, she's in prison. I don't know, but I don't think she was anything else either. I don't know. We can't hear anything from Russia, but Pacheco, you woman? I don't know. You're the world champion. She could be. I don't know. I have no scientific knowledge on this, but she does have a damn deep voice. She does have a damn deep voice. I don't know. Maybe it's just because it's a language barrier, and she was speaking in a different accent, different language, and that could be just how people speak that language with really deep voices. I don't know these things. That could have been it. Could have been it. I don't know. But also, what is it? Is she beat Kayla Harrison. She beat the Kayla Harrison who they called the queen. They said somehow she was a queen. She was the greatest woman's fighter of all time, somehow. I said, I don't know how she's the greatest woman's fighter of all time. I don't even know how she claims she's the greatest combat athlete of all time. I don't know these things, okay? Because I think Clarissa Shields was better than her than you want to go combat athlete. Because she was a hell of a boxer. She still had never lost a boxing fight. She's still undefeated in boxing, by the way. Not that she went to MMA and somebody took her down took her out. But other than that, I don't know. Clarissa Shields, pretty good. But because she's an Olympic champion, right? A two-timer, right? She's still winning them, right? Kayla Harrison, was Olympic champ, two-timer, and Pacheco, so they say. She won the fight, okay, plus 500. She was a plus 500 dog, which I was like, that's not enough money. I didn't buy it. I didn't put enough on. I was hoping she was like plus 1,000 because I'm like, she's going to win, which I said. I said, go back and listen to the episode. You don't want to give me no credit. You want to give a shout out. They want to act like nobody.
She did the thing nobody in the world thought was going to ever happen. It was impossible. Kill her, it was wrong. The impossible. Nobody ever dreamt that.
Oh, and nobody did? Nobody dreamt that? Nobody in the world dreamt that? Like, oh my gosh, once you start listening to a spinning? Oh, you can't, you don't know. It's a spinning breakfast if you're out there. Anybody that's out there, they want to listen to a show and maybe hear some seriously good freaking intakes and knowledge on fights. Not personal inside knowledge, because apparently that's a thing now and you might get in trouble. I don't have any inside personal knowledge of these fighters or fights. I just know what I see and I'm that damn good. Because that's what I do, I'm that damn good, okay, I'm that damn good, okay, I've been around the sport since it started, I'm not in it, I don't know anything about it, but I've been watching since it started, that's all I had to do, was watch it, I happened to wrestle, oh, boy, geez, so now I just happen to know everything, apparently I must know everything. Just call me Nostradamus, please, just call me him, you can call me Lord Nostradamus, too, by the way, go become a lord, like Lord Sonnen, okay? I'm going to become one now, and I don't even have to buy the plot. They're just going to start calling me Lord. Lord Nostradamus, that's what they're going to be calling me, because I don't even need to buy that plot, because I'm just that damn good. Just like I am, okay? Like, it's the Kayla Harrison, that damn good. The greatest, really? She's 155 for one, so she's really slamming and randering through all those fighters, aren't she? Oh, shit, get them all. Did you see some of those people that quit knocked out in her five knockouts? I don't know how to fight. I don't know. Did you watch that first guy go into the PFL fight? They call him an amateur. I don't know, but they also said he had four finishes and he was 4-0, and then he got finished. Yeah, did you see him? All he had to do was spout his mouth once, or you just actually look at him and see his ear gauges and his eyes just wandering all over the place, and this is built of his body with no muscle tone. You could just said it right there. This guy's a joke. What's this? Is this a joke? Is this a joke? Well, apparently it wasn't a joke for the person to knock him out. Because that was some cool-ass stuff, and he was following the fame of his grandfather, Muhammad Ali. Yeah! That's what happened today with those. So anyway, if you didn't know, I'm going to tell you again. I'm Nostradamus. I'm the man. I tell you how it is. If you want to listen to a show, go ahead. If you want to listen to a show that tells you who's going to win the fights, and break the fights, just tell you who's going to win the fights. If you want to listen to anyone, believe somebody, maybe you should just start listening to Spinning Backfist. Nobody's listening to me anyway right now, so nobody's ever going to hear this, and that's fine. That's cool. That is cool, but I'm going to keep saying it. I'm going to keep saying it because somebody's going to listen to me one day, or I'm going to win $1 million on a freaking bet. I'm going to do one or the other, but one of these days I'm making it somehow doing this, because I'm that damn good. I am that good. Trust me, I'm just that damn good. Did anybody else say it? Apparently nobody did. Nobody said it except for me, apparently, because they said nobody. These people were claiming it was nobody in the whole world, but I did. I did. I never said Kayla Harrison was going to win that fight. I said I was pulling for Kayla Harrison to win that fight because I just don't like it. I just pulled, but shit ain't happening. It ain't happening. And I said that. I said it. How many times? A million times. I've been saying this since that woman got in the finals. Whatever. The Pacheco. I don't call this person. The savage killer right there. She's a killer. Anyway, let's get off that. But I'm done with that. I'm over with this. Because now we got to talk about the next thing in line.
And it's definitely not the first guy that fought, because either of them. I don't know what the first guy was doing, but they were like, he really good. Oh, he really good. Or Andy the Natural. Come on, quit trying to hype this, trying to hype this up. Don't let people in there and fight. Even in the, he basically has to own some kind of part of this place. He's been there since it started, okay? Nobody's been there this long. Can he just, please, just stop putting people in there like that? I get it was an amateur fight. It doesn't really matter, but he got his face clocked and he was bleeding. It was an amateur fight, and now he's been knocked out. So he's been knocked out in an amateur fight. That's not cool. He's never going to fight. Well, he should never have been fighting to begin with, so. Oh, it's not going to be on his record at all, so. Like, that's pretty good. It's an amateur record. That doesn't really matter. Apparently, he's going to have, he can go around now saying he's 4-1 as an amateur cage fighter. And he's probably going to get married and have a kid, and then he's going to be in prison for meth. Down the line one day. Probably going to have all that things. And so let's just hope he's in prison for meth, because otherwise he's probably just going to be, they'll find him in a gutter ball somewhere dead with a bunch of little new holes in his ass because he got raped. They took him. Well, let's hope he's not in prison either because he'll probably want to get the drugs in prison now, so he's probably just going to go ahead and just hand himself over in prison and let them give him drugs. He'll just become like the, you know, they have prostitutes in prison. They got prostitutes in prison, man. That's cool. It's all good. Yeah, you know, they do. Male prison, there's a male prostitutes. You know, they just dress them up as like women a little bit. They just dress them up like women a little bit, you know. You find those he definitely would be easy fit. Easy pickings right there. Got long hair already. You know, he's skinny, you know. He's definitely a woman there. He's 6'2", too. He got legs. I don't know how to do anything with nothing, so. Oh, man. What else happened on that PFL card? I don't know. I do not know. Do I want to say, do we want to say, because I can't even get the guy's last name right. I still can't catch it right. You guys are now calling him Loofnane, Loughnane, Lognane, Lugnani, and Lochnane. And I just heard the weirdest one in the world when I went back and watched the PFL fight that he was in. Or not the DWCS fight he was in. When I went back and watched the DWCS fight he was in where he was... Let's get on this one. It's next stuff right here. This is next level stuff. And it's late. I gotta go to bed. One of these times. One of these days, I've been up like 88 hours in a row, man. Straight. Killing it. I was with that meth head there. And then we were doing it all the time, getting it right. And then he told me I had to go fight. So I sent him off. And now look at him. He's been knocked out. And now he's probably going to wind up in prison. And let's hope he's somewhere where he's just not laying in a gutter ball somewhere with holes in him. Shot and gun holes, but like holes because they drill new holes into him with other things, and it's usually in his butt behind buttocks, somewhere like that. Kind of like that stool presidente might have to happen. Nah, it ain't gonna happen either. I was kidding. And I say that again either? No. Well, nobody knows me anyway. Apparently, nobody will ever know me because apparently they won't. They don't care to know me. Nobody cares that I'm hitting things at the park. Basically, like Brendan Lochnane. Lochnane, I'm going to go with Lochnane today, okay? Loughnane was what I was going with there. He still has not corrected anybody on this, but I've now just found out the other one was like Lugnane. It was like Lugnane or something. Lognane. Yeah, she said Lognane. I don't know what the hell this person said. Oh my gosh, I don't know what they said, but it was on that. But anyway, what he did today was just one of something very impressive. Very impressive, which is another thing I said. You know, if you would just listen to Nostradamus, nobody cares. I'm not going to even go on this. I don't care. I'm not going to act like I'm talking to somebody again anymore because it just makes me sound like a crazy person because obviously nobody's listening. But what I did was here, which I'm Nostradamus, and what I said again was, I said who's going to win that? I said, Brendan Lochnane is going to win this whole thing. I said, Chris, after he took Chris Wade out, I said, ain't nobody beating him at all. I said, for one, I don't know, that should have been the finals. But for two, he's going, oh my gosh, this guy's a killer. And I had to go back in 2019 and figure out this garbage and junk, because I didn't know he was on. I did not even know this stuff until that day when he was on the show where he was called a Loughnane. But we still don't know his name. Ricky Hay, we didn't give him the last name. He was just, you know, come on. We thought at least Ricky was here. This guy, gal, he's got a man, mad, bad ass man-o-mama. Man-a-jama. That's what he is, man. It's Brendan Lochnane, and now he is $1 million richer. He's got a world title belt, and he's got a finish and a knockout over Bubba Madman's drink out. But that looks like that one, that looks like my man, that little punch thing he was working there. Wahaha, waha with Ricky the Hitman Manhattan. Manchester's just loaded over there. They're killers. And they got a champion. And I'm going to tell you one thing. If he could only, like, if he could only get tougher. If he could only know he's in there for a fight. And I want to watch a fight. I want to watch a killer. I don't want to watch somebody just try to win fights by decision. I don't want to watch any bullshit, man. Somebody's got to tell him this. Somebody's got to tell him because he's still doing it, apparently. He is still doing this. He's doing this bullshit, man. He ain't no good. He ain't never going to be nothing. I'm going to be watching him fight in, like, Bellator or something next. Or not even that. We'll probably watch him over in Risen one day or something, you know? That's how he fights. That's how he basically fights. Okay, that's him. Okay, he's one of those guys that'll just do a takedown 10 seconds after he'll fight. When he's here to make a contract. Okay, he's here to get a contract. And he's gonna go and basically just get a takedown with 10 seconds left in the fight to seal and deal a job. Who was he fighting that day? Who was he fighting back in? Oh my lord. You know he was fighting that day too, which is so freaking funny. It was Bill Aljo. Wow, Dana, you really sound like a genius that day, aren't you? You need to find some way to get this stuff out of air here, because you're not sounding right that day. Not sounding like, was he drunk that day? Were they allowing, they must have been allowing drinking still then while you were on the job. Did UFC was allowing you to drink while you were still at the events and working for the brand at the day or wherever you're on the job there. That day, you know, you could drink back then too. So he must have been doing that. I don't know what the hell he's talking about. Yeah, he did take that dude down with 10 seconds, but it was Bill Aljo first. And have you seen anybody finishing Bill Aljo late anywhere, anytime? Has anybody seen anybody finishing that Bill Aljo guy? Has anybody seen that? Has anybody ever even seen that? Because I'm pretty sure he's in the UFC right now. I'm pretty damn sure. He's had a couple comeback wins because people couldn't finish him. So, yeah, maybe this new PFL world champion they got over here who's never going to probably have to leave now because now he's just in the middle. Yeah, really dropped that one, didn't you? Unless he really would like to go to UFC and win, but why wouldn't he want to now? You told me you did that. And that was just 3 years ago, dude. 3 years ago, man. And look what he's doing now. Look what he's doing now. He's got $1 million. He just knocked out Bubba Badman Jenkins, and that's what happened. I think Brendan Lochner, he just beat Chris Wade before that handedly, okay? He must have been hurt in that first fight. I don't know what the hell happened when he was fighting Ryoji, because that was a weird fight. But I'm telling you, that guy is off. You had a shot to sign this guy 3 years ago, and you didn't sign him. You didn't sign him, and Bill Aljo is the guy he beat. And because he took, and he, I'm not kidding with you, go watch this and figure out what he said, because this woman broke this down real good 3 years ago and said, that's the only reason you didn't sign, because I don't sign for you to go and take somebody down, 10 seconds after a fight. I don't do it. I don't do it. I don't, especially in this fight where it says DWCS. That's what he said, man. I don't know this stuff, but that's what I heard, and that's what this person said, and that's what that seems like happened. And Brendan Lochner, Lochner, I can't think about it, but anyway, that guy from Manchester, whatever, has now got a belt, and he's got $1 million, and he's got everybody in the world loving him and knowing who he is now, because the guy's a freaking guy. You know what he is? He's a guy who puts on a damn show. He's a guy who puts on a show. If you were having him in a card, you know he's going to show up. You know he's going to put on a hell of a show. Okay, he's gonna put on a hell of a freaking show, and yet you just didn't want him. Apparently, you didn't want him that day. Man, nice job. Real good job. And PFL got him now, and he's got the world title. And Bubba Badman Jenkins got finished. And Bubba Badman Jenkins got finished by a knocked out. A knockout. Dude. I saw him fight one time, and it was for like 3 minutes, and I said, this cat is freaking special, and that's all I had to see, 3 minutes of him, and I saw that. I don't know if this is 3 years ago. This is just getting weird, but not everybody can be Nostradamus like me, so I can understand that the president of UFC might not be able to do that. He might not be able to be like a Nostradamus, because, you know, he's not really that high level of a guy in the business, you know, he's not. Apparently, you know, he's not been around that much, you know, so he really can't call stuff out like that. He shouldn't be able. He'll get it one day, maybe. You don't know. You never know. You know, he could. Like those guys in that, like the guys on that were doing that one show talking about how nobody
Nobody saw that coming in the entire world.
What? Nobody saw Pacheco beating her? Nobody saw that happening. Had anybody been watching that one before? Did anybody go back and watch the ones in 2019? Because that's what this guy, idiot, I gotta go back on this real quick, because this is just dumb. He said,
oh, gee, I mean, come on, we all was like, we've been there, done that.
You've been there, done that 3 years ago, you saw it. It went the distance both times they fought. 5 rounds and 3 rounds. Come on, man. That was 3 years ago. If y'all watch this one. Oh, my Lord, man. Even the freaking dude wants to get all these betting odds out there, and his best odd that Ian freaking guy on there picked when he had it handed right to him on a silver platter become a genius today. He's going to still say he is because I say he was going to go over 1.5 rounds. I'm going to take that because I ain't going to take care of that minus, she was like minus 800 or something. I don't know. It was like minus 800 or something like this. I don't know. It was a hell of a lot, okay? It was like minus 800 or 900 or something, or minus 1,000. I don't know. It was one of these things, but he decided to pick a minus 200 as his best odds to get on that fight. Minus 200. When you could have just picked Pacheco to get plus 500. Why not? I mean, I don't know. Or you could have at least went 2.5 rounds. You could have got the minus 100. But he hit it out of the park with that minus 200 bet there by saying he was going to go over 1.5 rounds. Oh, wow. Y'all really threw the ice out there. He's good, man. That guy's so good. Let's just call him Nostradamus. No, he's not. No, he's not Damas. That's his name. No, he's not Adamas. Okay, so that's it. That's it. And we got Locking, kicking ass, taking names. We got a new woman from England who I don't know what they're doing, but she did fight the woman she fought. Was only 5 foot tall, but she was from the University of Penn, and she used to teach chimpanzees how to behave. That's what she said. That's what she said. And what she got today was a lesson in what not to do in life, because that's definitely not fighting. If you're going to have to fight her, or maybe you should go down and you fought her at 125, but yet you were 5 foot tall. Does PFL, they don't have any. That's like, it's weird. They're weird. I don't know what's going on here, but they're pulling this woman up at 125 that's, they don't have a weight class for her, except they're just letting her fight for the last two, they've had her fight on there 2 times now. And I cannot think of her name, she's 5'8". She's tan, she's got blonde hair, she's very trim, she looks like a swimmer, and she's got long legs, and she's a striker. She can get on top of you and hold you down. She's good. What's her name? She's from England. She's from somewhere. She said she's from England. I know that. I can't even think of the name yet. It's Desjamayo. I can't think of it. I'm not really big at this. I don't care. I don't think anybody's listening to me anyway. I don't think anybody ever listens to me, so I have to worry about going to look up this name real quick, because it's probably not even going to end up well anyways. I'm just saying she's pretty good. She looked pretty good. She's tough. She's pretty good. She got skills. Her mom was like the kickboxing world champ or something, but you know, we've seen how that ends up with people's careers when their mom was kickboxing world champs. You know, we've seen this happen before. It ended up well. It didn't end up well for the careers, you know, like for the kids' career, you know. So that's the show. That's my show. What I had to do was today was that. That's all I had to say was that I'm God, basically. I just call me God, actually. You know, I just call me I'm God. Just say I'm God. I said something to the Lord, but not the Lord. Not that Lord. I said something to the real Lord, up above. And then I also said I'm also now a Lord, and I didn't even have to go buy a plot over in Scotland. I'm God. I am God. Gaudamus. Nostradamus. That's me. I always pick winners. I pick nothing but winners. Okay? I would, and I will, and I always do. So go back and check it out. Listen, if you did just happen to fall into this trap of this show at 23 minutes in, and you're still listening, thank you, and it's really cool. Thank you. Again, and maybe you should go check my episodes out. Every single episode over, like, the Spinning Back Fist has ever put out. Just check them, and you'll be like, this guy is Nostradamus. He must be Nostradamus. Did he literally pitch a perfect game once, and then like 4 weeks later he pitched a one hitter? He's pretty damn good, man. And then did he just really be the only person in the entire freaking population of the entire world that watches fighting and knows who the hell Kayla Harrison is pick that other person to beat Kayla Harrison? Is he also that person too? Yeah, it's him. It's me. And is he also the guy that said Brendan Lockney is the best fighter that's not in the UFC? Did he also say that before? Because that's another fact. Well, I don't know. That's a close fact. There's another guy out there that's close. RoboCop. You know, so RoboCop over there, Roberto Soldic, whatever. He's damn good, too. He's damn good, but I think he's on juice or something. Over there. He comes in stacked and jacked, and sometimes he comes in not stacked and jacked. Then he comes in stacked, and then he comes in tan and not, I don't know. When he start going to tanners and not to tanners, being ripped and not ripped, I did start getting confused. Getting confused. You're confusing me. Stop doing this. Males. Women, I don't know. I don't know. You either tan or not tan. I don't know. That's a show. I'm sick. I'm done. I'm just done. I probably shouldn't do this anymore. It's stupid. Why do I do it? What do I do this for? Try to express that I'm smart. Try to express that I must have a God-given talent. You know, some people just don't have that. And yet, they fight their whole lives to try to get credit for that. And then they finally get it. They finally get it. Yep. But it was when they were on their deathbed. And somebody came in and said, you know, you were damn good. You were damn good. Rest in peace. That's pretty sucky, isn't it, man? It's pretty sucky. Or you go into jail and they come in and say, yeah, you don't belong here. Well, you know, I'm here. I'm already here. And I don't belong here, but I am here. Thanks for the kind words. That and this. And that's the show. Lockney is a world champion. I'm not even go over the rest of that freaking bullshit card over there on PFL, because until somebody starts giving this guy credit, I'm not giving nobody else credit until those other two people that I said won, and then the cute girl that won the first fight, or the second fight of the night, and the meth head who lost the first fight of the night. That was pretty cool stuff. I'm pretty sure they should have had her fight him, and that would have probably been a little bit better. Probably been more competitive of a fight than those two, the first two that came out. Actually, honestly, what it would look like, the whole card, but, PFL, you know, does that, they're pretty good at that. But this one was on a pay-per-view, it was like $50 to watch this today. What are you doing over here, man? $50 to watch a PFL card? No, you know what you're doing that. So nobody probably knows Brendan Lockney. One. Nobody probably even could hear that until they, watch the fight on, streaming. I just watched the fight on, YouTube, so maybe you guys, don't have a lot of doubt. You don't have a lot of pull, because Dana White don't let that happen with the UFC fights. You can't even make videos of those without getting in trouble. Michael Bisping couldn't even use his footage of him fighting without getting sued. I'm just saying, and I just watched basically the whole fight of him and Badman Jenkins just literally today, and it was on a pay-per-view. It's pretty weird, but it was on YouTube. So yeah, I'm just saying, it was in different language, but do anybody care? Are they talking when they're fighting? Are they talking when they're fighting in there? Oh, yeah, was it the man? No. Now, especially now, I'm not even gonna have to hear that crew. I like them, but I'm just saying, I don't know. It made a lot of sense, because I don't want to hear people saying things that are not true. Because what they were probably saying was, Bubba Bandwagon gonna get him. Bandwagon gonna take him down as a national champion of his one wrestler. He gonna get Rockley when he was around, baby. He's got good fists now, too. Bubba Bandwagon. And then they were saying, Kayla's gonna step it up. Kayla's gonna step it. Kayla win. Kayla's win still. She got it. She won. Yeah, we're gonna pick her too. She won too. Even though, I don't know. They thought she won, but she didn't. She lost. And some guy thought she won the first round 10-8, and it was a draw. So, yeah, that's how great you guys are in this whole business. Real cool. So, maybe one day somebody will give this Nostradamus guy a call. Now he's going by God. He's right here. Oh, yeah, it's me. It's Bigfoot Holmes. Bigfoot God Holmes of Nostradamus Street. It's him. And he just knocked it out of the park again, like he always does. That's my show. The show sucks. It's stupid. Everything's stupid about this. But the only thing that's not stupid is the fact that I was right. And I was right. I'm dancing. I'm partying about it. Okay. I'm partying. I'm dancing. I'm going with a beer. Yeah, I'm going with a beer. Okay. A beer. I'm so actually excited, because what was so cool was I got decent money today to go do those jobs. I can't believe it. I got like $145 today just to go to Jackson and do those jobs today. And it really only took me like four and a half hours total of actual work. So that's pretty good for like 4.5 hours of work, you know, I would think. Huh? It's $1 million, like a couple people got today, like Pacheco, Lockman, Dealey looks like he may have got a knockout there, but he's been in there like forever, and I'm not too impressed about him. He kind of looks like Kane. The guy who looks like Kane when Kane took his mask off later and went shaved. You know, what's the guy, the fighter? What's his real name? You know, the mayor over down in Tennessee or whatever the hell. You know, he's in politics or something now. You know, that guy. Glenn Brooks or something. Glenn Davis or something. You know, Glenn something. You know, Glenn. Big Glenn Ball over there. You know, the guy, him. This guy kind of looked like him. Dealey or whatever that guy. I think he might have won too. I'm not sure. I could not catch all of that because they didn't video that one. They don't want to get that taken down, you know. Oh, and also, Larkin's nose was bleeding again in this fight. Why? Because he's that tough. He's not a grinder. He just would rather just eke out matches and fights. Well, you really called that one on the ball in 2019, man. He really hit that out of the park because now the guy's a millionaire with a check in his hand. And he's probably like the most famous person in the PFL now besides, well, I think he's still got more clout than Pacheco. Probably. Because some people blasted Pacheco afterwards. I saw some comments. Did not like them. I don't get them. Who would ever say something like that? Nobody's going to say something like that about somebody else, okay? Nobody does something like that. It's just wrong, people. You're wrong. I don't know, man. All I know is Pacheco won. I won. And PFL is over now. PFL is over. And they're going to have a... Hey, you know what? Who knows what was on there? Marlon Moraes was on there. Oh, man, guess what happened to him? Guess what happened to him? Oh, he got knocked out. Yep, he got lit up and knocked out. What? Gee whiz, that's weird. Yeah, he might want to stop it fighting. Oh, and you know who else was on there? Oh, my gosh, Jeremy Heathens got choked out. UFC, your cast-offs can't even beat these PFL guys now. Your cast-offs can't even beat these PFL guys now. You do realize this, right? Does UFC realizing that that their cast-offs can't even beat these PFL guys now? I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying. But, you know, some of them, none of them are any good. Kayla Harris is not even good enough to come over here. Probably because you don't have 155-pounders, and nobody does, and no other organization does, and nobody does. Pacheco's not even 155-pounder. That person is a basically 145-pounder easily, or could be 135 if it really got into going down the weight. I'm just saying, the person's like 5'5". She's like 5'5", 155 apparently. Kayla Harrison's like 4 inches taller than this person. Or 3 inches. No, Kayla Harrison's still short too. Neither of you are 155-pounders. What the hell's going on here, PFL? And then you can't even find 45-pounders in the UFC. Amanda Nunes, get your hands up. Pacheco, Nunes, UFC, build it up, do it. But, of course, if PFL's giving you $1 million to win this tournament, and it's basically like easy cake and easy work for some of these people, I will tell you what. Doing it. No, it's not easy work. Oh, no, you know what? I am wrong. Completely wrong on the UFC because that Australian guy won it. He won it, and apparently the UFC had kicked him out. But I don't think he was fighting the guy he was supposed to be fighting in the finals. I honestly don't think that the guy he was fighting was supposed to be the guy he was supposed to be fighting in the finals. But busted that dude up bad. Russian guy. He got him up pretty good. Can't think of his name. I don't really care about his name. Don't think he was that good anyway. I don't think he was that. I think he's on steroids, actually, because I could see the veins sticking out of his arms. I don't remember him looking like that when he was in the UFC. And he's from Australia, apparently. So who knows what they're doing over there? I don't know. They're not doing steroids, I'm just saying. I don't know what they're doing in Australia. I don't know. They're being cool. They are awesome. They're probably surfing. But the guy just, did he beat Antonio Carlos and I missed it? He may have. I don't know. What happened to Antonio Carlos? Weird. I don't remember ever seeing him actually go longer than a round in the PFL. He was world champ last year. And I just remember him still just choking people out in the first round, everybody, and knocking him out now with fists. The last time I saw him this year, but I don't know, he wasn't there, he did not fight in this card, and now this guy's a world champ, and he was from the UFC. He was from the UFC, I guess. They cast him out. Man, you guys are good, dude. Yeah, killing it over there. Dana Whitehead. Boom, bang, boom. Oh, guess what? Lions lost. The Lions lost yesterday. I'm pissed. Life's over. That's why I've been a bad show today like this. And I just let everybody have it. Let all you have it, okay? Lions freaking lost. Okay, so now I've had to become God. So when I pray, I'm praying to myself and I can make these prayers come true. Because apparently the ones I prayed to was before yesterday, they were not working. Okay, because what I prayed was, for something. I pray for you to do some kind of good kind of time management, man, but you're just not doing it. Like, they're just being the Lions. Being the Lions, man. I'll tell you what they did. I don't know. You let a team, you get the field goal in. Mind you, I don't know why you left time on the clock. I don't know what you were trying to run here. I don't know what the hell was going on basically this whole time around here. You kept three timeouts at one point. I didn't understand what the hell was going on. Like, you had three timeouts. What the hell was going on? Oh, my God, man. And then they used it. I can't even talk about it. That was a Lions. I should just show my show off right now. I should just shut it off right now. I shut this whole show off because I blew it when I started talking about the Lions because I was talking about something I don't know absolutely nothing about. Okay, I don't know anything about football, but all I know is the Lions got a starting loss yesterday. And what they did was they kicked the ball off in the end zone, which was just dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. Anyway, you kicked it into the end zone when there was literally like 19 seconds left. And I do not think Buffalo even had timeouts left. Okay, pretty sure they had to go spike it and kick that field goal to win it. I don't know. They might have one timeout left. I'm not sure. But what you did, you kicked the ball out of the end zone, okay? You didn't squib kick it. You didn't let somebody touch it and run off another 4 or 5 seconds during the kickoff. You didn't let them do any of that. You kicked it out of the end zone, keeping the 20 seconds left. I think it was just 20 seconds left. And you gave it to Josh Allen on the 25 now. And basically, one throw later, they were literally another 35 yards down the field. One throw later. And then two plays after that, they were literally another 15 yards down the field because Josh Allen ran another 15 gosh darn yards, and then they kicked a field goal and beat you. Well, gee whiz, they did all that in 20 seconds. 20 seconds, Detroit, in the fourth quarter. You guys are so damn good. So damn good. So damn good. You guys are awesome. Okay, I can't blame it on this coach either because he's a hell of a coach, like a motivating coach, but can we just find... I don't want them to lose Dan Campbell. I do not want them to lose Dan Campbell at all. But we got to find somebody in some way to fix this because we either got to have somebody's got to time management this thing better because he don't do anything good at time management. He don't do good at play calling like in certain situations, okay? Certain situations are running weird plays and time is just getting really weird in management, okay? So like it's getting weird. And that's what you're supposed to be doing as head coach. That's like your main thing. I'm just saying, you're going to have to find somebody that can do that and you just be the motivating guy for them as a head coach. I'm just saying you can do a double thing. You're the head coach, yes. But they obviously listen to this guy. He's awesome. I like a hell of a coach, like motivating. And he's just so cool. Cool. I don't know. We can't really don't lose the guy. I like this guy, Dan Campbell. I'm just telling you. We got to figure this out. You got to figure that out. Please, figure this out. I'm freaking going to head explode again because I just started talking about it. And I want to talk with the Lions. But somebody drove me to do that today because they didn't want to talk about the guy who somehow picked Pacheco beating Kayla Harrison. I don't know, but we're going to talk about this person. Did anybody not listen to him? Because I'm pretty sure that podcast I did has had 100 downloads already. So why? Where are these people at? If those bots that are downloading me, I'm not paying for that. Maybe I'm just getting stolen from. I'm pretty sure I'm probably just getting stolen from. I don't know. That's so odd to me that this dude that's in trouble was doing something. What was he doing? I got to figure this out now. Because I had an interview to do the same thing on Discord. But I thought that guy was scamming me. He said he was from Amsterdam or something, okay? I don't know. He met me and he said, I got him. I said, this is the one I've been waiting for all day. The main event. You. I'm so happy. That's what he said when he talked to me. And then I thought, oh, this is weird. Why? What's Discord going to do with me? Anyway, apparently this dude that might be in some trouble now has a podcast, and he's on Discord, and he's been listening to my podcast because I got him. I know he has. Who else would be listening to me that many times in that city, in that place that fight club was out of? Just say I don't have to tell any names. I don't say names or numbers or nothing. But that's just odd to me that somebody doesn't get any credit at all for anything, okay? I didn't do that bullshit, though. I tell you that much. I'm not that stupid. I'm not going to train somebody to go in a fight and either win or lose. I don't know, and I'm not going to bet on it. I'm bet on it, too. I'm not going to do any of that stupid stuff, and there's plenty of people doing that right now that are just dumb. So that's what happened to Tony Ferguson, I bet. Tony Ferguson knew that was a law, and he went out there through all those fights because that's the only way that could have happened to Tony Ferguson, right? That big, bad stretch he had of, like, 7 losses in a row. No, hey, it happens. Tony Ferguson will lose 7 fights in a row. Tony Ferguson may be doing it. Check him in. Get him. Do it. I'm not throwing him under the bus or anything like that, but Tony could do something like that. And Tony can handle it. He could handle the joint, too, if he had to go. Whew, yeah. He's a badass. I'm trying to give that guy an excuse for losing 7 fights in a row, because that was nuts. Oh, my God. What also was nuts was I can't even give anybody an excuse for not picking Brendan Larkin to beat on my freaking roster in 2019. I can't do that either, even especially when he beat Bell Algeo that day. Pretty good fight, but he's a pretty good fighter. He won. He's one of your better fighters on your roster over there in the UFC, and this dude beat him that day, but he was not good enough for you that day because he did one thing that nobody can do. Nobody should ever do that, and that's take somebody down 10 seconds after the fight. Makes no scuss on him saying, you're gotta die here. Get the fuck out of here. You're done. Oh, now he's a millionaire. Holy crap, he's a millionaire. Yuri Prochazka's hurt. Everybody's hurt. And Cale Harrison got beat. I'm out of nowhere. What a day. What a day. What a day. What a day. Woo, I'm fresh. Fresh in the house, fresh out of the house, and I'm gone. Have a good one. This is the Lord. I'm the real Lord of Lords. And I didn't have to go and put that down in Scotland. I didn't have to do any of that. Okay, now they have just given me claim as Lord. Lord God of all gods. That's me, and I'm Lord God of Notre Dame gods. That's me. I pick them all. I pick winners. I pick all the winners. And there's a big fight coming up next weekend. A big one. Kevin Holland and Stephen Thompson are main event of your UFC card next weekend. Holy hell. Who's main event in the pay-per-view? Oh, Ankalaev and Blahakovic. Oh, is that the main event, though? Because you guys are really going to have a good 2 weeks there. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Can you put that pay-per-view, like, on free TV now? Because I don't know who's going to buy that. But, see, I'm trying to help them, man. You try to help people. The next thing you know, they think you're stomping. I'm trying to take stuff from them. I'm not taking anything from anybody. I'm trying to give everybody knowledge and wisdom. But apparently nobody wants it. They just want to run you over and take that from you and use it as for themselves and then spit on you. Well, you know what? That's fine. That's fine. I love spit. I love it. Yeah. I even spit. Sometimes I swallow, but I spit sometimes too. Yeah. Have a good one. It's Biffa Holmes saying goodbye. Have a good day. Whoa. Whoa. Later.